as lawmakers head back to home districts for this summer break. We know where at least one senior member will start. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to take the stage at the annual Fancy Farm Picnic in Western Kentucky this weekend. It's a must-attend event for candidates as they kick off the fall campaign season. In its 80-year history, the picnic has drawn all of them. The late Alabama Governor George Wallace in the 1970s, former Vice President Al Gore in the 1990s. As Philip Bailey of Here and Now contributor WFPL reports, organizers are hoping the audience at tomorrow's outing will tone it down ahead of what could be the largest Fancy Farm in history.
Fancy Farm began in 1880 as a small Catholic community picnic in Graves County. But since 1934, for at least one day each year, it's the focal point in national politics.
And you all can holler all you want at me, and I can hear you. But just like Wendell used to say, you know what? Go ahead and chew on my hide. Chew on it. It only grows back tougher. And I've been around a while, and you're looking at one tough son of a...
That's Attorney General Jack Conway, who is now running for governor. In 2009, he lashed out at hecklers and cursed on stage. Cursing has since been banned at the event, but Fancy Farm is still a place where the onlookers heckle candidates, and politicians must shout over them to deliver their speeches. And this year, it has the potential to be even rowdier, as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and his Democratic challenger Allison Lundigan Grimes both take the stage. That's why Fancy Farm organizers are asking the campaigns and state parties for help this year.
We've noticed the last few years there's been organized and choreographed what I would define as a scream fest from the opposition party.
That's Mark Wilson, Fancy Farm's political chairman. He says they're worried the event's raucous reputation is taking away from those wanting to hear from the candidates. Typically, the picnic draws just around 10,000 people. The Grimes-McConnell Senate contest is expected to swell attendance to well over 20,000 visitors.
Basically just turned into a scream fest so you can out-shout the other one. And as organizers, I'll just be frank, we're tired of it.
Democratic and Republican leaders have said they'll try to keep a cap on things, and there will be extra state police officers on the grounds this year. But for an event that's traditionally a raucous kickoff to fall political campaigns, it would seem efforts to tone it down in the middle of Kentucky's biggest race are almost impossible. Jonathan Miller is a former state treasurer who spoke at Fancy Farm many times. He applauds organizers for trying to get ahead of the mob, but he isn't sure those measures will work.
I absolutely love Fancy Farm, and I absolutely hated Fancy Farm. The speaking part I despised. It got to the point... particularly in the more crowded years when the political stakes were higher, where I could not hear myself talk.
Other elected officials have voiced contempt towards Fancy Farm's format in the past. In 2010, Senator Rand Paul incorrectly described it as a wild picnic where politicians worry about beer being thrown on them. No alcohol is served at the event. Others have said Fancy Farm is outdated, and one former senator complained of alleged physical abuse he and his wife were exposed to. Those who defend Fancy Farm argue it's an event that is supposed to be somewhat obnoxious for the speakers. Political columnist Al Cross says he supports organizers' efforts to tone it down this year, but he believes there is value in Fancy Farm's rowdy format.
I think that the essential value of Fancy Farm is that it cannot be scripted.
Kentucky candidates aren't required to attend, but skipping out without good reason can often bring even more scorn from the public. Cross points out Fancy Farm provides spontaneity in an otherwise well-orchestrated campaign.
Not much metal gets tested in a true physical way in American politics today. Here, this is a command performance. You got to show up in the heat and the stuffiness, and the noise, and perform.
Many are wondering if emphasizing more civility at an event known for anything but will tame or infuriate the crowd. That could depend on the speakers as much as the audience. Fancy Farm political chairman Mark Wilson says he doesn't expect people to be quiet, but visitors ought to be able to hear what the candidates have to say.
We just basically laid it on the line. I mean, as a Catholic parish down here, a fundraiser for us, we want some civility out there, and we want them to respect us as organizers. And it's just turned into like a WWF or a Jerry Springer show, and we're going to try to get rid of that element of it.
Wilson says whatever happens, organizers and St. Jerome parishioners are appreciative of guests coming from across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Philip Bailey in Louisville, Kentucky.